Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Ever wanted to control your TV or home theater with your phone? Today you'll know how to turn your phone or tablet into a universal remote. Everybody, welcome to Know How. I'm Aya Zaktar, and this is the show where we give you a fun how-to project. And the deal is, if I can do it, you certainly can too. And today we're actually going to show you a project that I'm working on at home. I wanted to take my smartphone or my tablet or any device I had and make it control my home theater. I've got lots of components. I've got my AVR, I've got my TV, I've got my PS3, all those stupid things. And I like to have one controller for it. But then again, I lose that one controller. So what if I could have my tablet or phone become a universal remote? Because I always seem to have spare devices around. And so first up, I'm going to show you a hardware solution that you can use to make your device into a universal remote. Then we're going to show you some apps you can use, and then some more apps if you decide to hook up a computer to your TV. To do this project, I wasn't going to recreate my home theater. I was going to drag you people into my home. So come with me up the stairs into my living room of funness. You can see I'm going to get some things painted. Don't hit the robot vacuum. Say hi to Brian in the mirror right there. And let's go set up something, okay? Let's clear off all this junk and let's get this Harmony remote all set up. To make our smartphone the absolute remote control, the ultimate remote control, there is a piece of hardware you can get. This is actually what's going to be installed in my home theater system in my lovely living room. This is a Logitech Harmony Smart Control. You might have seen it on Before You Buy. And what it is, it's a two-piece system. You've got this base that interacts with all your components. And then you have a smartphone app that will work on Android or iOS. But this device or this package comes with another remote control just in case you don't have your smartphone available. And you can see I've never opened this before because we're going to set this up for real in my living room. So here's the hub itself. And on the back, you'll see ports for IR blasters. That way, this device will control all our components in our home theater rig or setup or whatever mess I have in that cabinet right now. Little power port and a reset button. Otherwise, pretty simple device right there. Instructions. And here's that simple remote I was talking about. In case you don't have your smartphone, you always have a backup remote control. Not as fully featured as something like a smartphone. It does have some activities, but this is a good backup to have. Now, this is not my first Harmony Rodeo. This is a Harmony 720. This is one of the older remotes I have. It uses something called IR, infrared, which means line of sight, kind of a pain. This new version does away with all that with this remote. It uses RF, and that's going to make things a lot simpler for us. That way, we don't need to have line of sight or weird things. So if you've set up a Harmony remote, you know how this is going to go. If you've never set one up, we're going to set up a Harmony remote right now. If you've watched my old show, This Old Nerd, you've seen this cabinet of components. It's kind of a mess. I need to do an overhaul. So save your emails and your suggestions because this needs to be overhauled. But we're going to show an installation of this Logitech Harmony. So inside of here, we've got a Mac Mini. We've got a couple of switches, power. And yes, this place needs lots of cable management, PS3, a Media Center PC. And up top, we've got our AVR, an Apple TV, and a couple of old IR blasters that allowed me to have a closed cabinet system. So I'm going to reuse my IR blasters because they're actually placed where I want them. The instructions for the Harmony are pretty simple. It's plug in this part of the device, then open the application on iOS or Android. The application is free. All right, let me just be my old man self. There we go. I couldn't see very well. So demoing for you guys is one thing, but actually making it work, I got to do this, like get real close to my face because you're an older gentleman. All right, so I'm going to pop this in. Because this is RF, we're not going to need this necessarily in a line of sight, but let's just put this here for right now just because we want to see it. Plug it in. And you see this little red light on top of the Batman? Yes, this red light means
that this is on. So we're going to run the application on our iOS device. For demo purposes, we're using the application on a tablet, just easier to see. It's obviously meant for a phone because there's no iPad app as far as I can tell. I'm going to hit continue and set up a new remote. It's actually looking for hubs on my network right now. All right. Please connect your hub to the... Oh, did that already. 30 seconds to boot up. All right. As you can see, they say to plug in the micro USB. It works a lot easier in their diagram than my actual hands. Press the pair reset button on your hub to begin pairing. Okay, so we've got to get up. The reset pair button, and the LED will flash when it's ready to pair. So I'm going to find it with my finger there, take a look at the red light and see when it starts flashing. No. Try it again. There it goes. Hit continue, searching for hubs. This is following something I've noticed a lot with newer technologies. You don't necessarily have to get the device via Ethernet, kind of like Fitbits and things that way. The apps are finding the devices a lot easier, it seems like. I'm really enjoying this modernized setup. Like I've said, if you see this cabinet, it's a couple years old. I've been doing this for a long time with media centers and wackiness, so it's nice to see things working a little easier. So like I mentioned before, I have Harmony remotes before. So instead of doing a full new setup, what I'm going to do is input my Harmony account. If you don't have an account, you've never used this before, what's going to happen is you're going to have to input all of the components you have. You're going to need to know your model and make of things, like my Denon here, AVR1912. These things are relatively easy to find, these model numbers. If you've lost something and you can't find the model number, let's say my TV, you can always check your old orders to see how you got them. There's always a way to find it. And if it fails, there's always trial and error. So don't worry about that. We're going to continue with this setup. So of course, I've run into a snag because what would know-how be without any snags? So you take a look at my screen. It says incorrect email address or password. Now, it looks like the new system, My Harmony, versus the old system, the Logitech Harmony software, may not be talking to each other. So I might have to do the setup just like it's brand new. Let's do it anyway. So I'm going to have to set up a new account, I guess. So now we've got a firmware update being applied to our hub. That's this little guy. Do not disconnect it. I love that it says that. That's the only time I think about disconnecting it, is when they tell me not to. It's like, no, don't do it. Aha, thankfully, all I had to do was set up a new Harmony account, and then I was able to import my old settings from my 720. That way, I won't have to redo the whole setup. Oh, this is great. So all of our activities that I've set up in the past, you can see Mac Mini, PS3, Apple TV, Media Center, already set up here. Now you can see I've got a bunch of those right in this cabinet. And yes, again, the cabinet does need a lot of work, a lot of TLC, but we need to be able to control our components with this device. So let's see how we're going to do this. Okay. So now we've placed it nearby. So here it's telling us to attach the IR blaster that came with this. And in our case, let me open this up. So inside of this is an IR blaster that should have a relatively large spray. So what's going to happen is when the hub receives a signal, it's going to send an IR signal to this IR blaster, and that's the one that's going to send the actual signal to our devices. Now, as you see here, this looks like it should be in front of your devices. So like in this case, it would be here or there. Kind of strange with a closed cabinet there. We're going to try to use an IR blaster I already have that has multiple IR blasters. I'll show you a link right now. Available on Amazon, around $15. And what it does is it has multiple IR blasters, put one on each component, so you don't need to have this seated in front of everything. All right, so this thing here is an IR repeater. Now, what this does, it receives an IR signal from a regular IR remote, and then it sends it to a receiver here. This receiver then has IR blasters on the back that allows us to control everything without line of sight, necessarily. This is an old school thing. You can see it looks like it's from... like it should be like a little robot or something, but it's not. So we're going to use our IR blaster. I'm going to remove it from our old setup. I'm going to put in our new one. And on the back here, it does have two ports for IR blasters. If you wanted to get multiple IR blasters, you could do that. So we're attaching it there. Like I was saying, this IR blaster actually has two different devices here. So that way, I can control different things in different locations. And for our demo, we're going to put this on top of our AVR, our audio-video receiver, because we're going to want to control this. And so you can see, when you're setting up your home theater components, when you're doing this, if you want your smartphone to be the controller, and you have to use this kind of setup. You can see that you might want to rearrange your components based on your remote. I might do that myself later on. I'm going to see how this goes because, again, not a joke. This is my real setup. We're going to find out how this works together. I'm just going to put this right here. Let's see if that actually works. Next. It's going to try to power on our TV device. Okay. I just heard it turn on. Oh, wow. That works. That's powerful then. Because I don't even know what that's pointing at. If you look at this, to me, it looks like it's pointing that way. It just turned on the television, which is right there. Did our TV power on is the question? Yes, it did. Setup's complete. Now, what I want to do is I want to run the Apple TV. Let's see how that works. We're going to connect to Brian the hub. We're going to go to our Apple TV and see what happens. Okay, so we hit Apple TV on our tablet. You would be doing this with your smartphone. Now the TV's turning on. The AVR is switching to the right information, hopefully. Apple TV's got its IR blaster there. Now we can see that Apple TV's there. Question is, can we control it? So right now, we're going to try to tweak our setup so that way the remote control is actually controlling the right activities. It looks like there's going to be some issues if you're moving from an older Harmony to a newer one, and I'm going to tweak this like crazy. You don't need to watch such a thing, but be aware that this might happen to your setup. Don't be discouraged. Let's set this up. So this application seems to be a little limited. As you saw, what's going on here is that the television is being controlled by the remote, but not the Apple TV set-top box. And I went into the application to see if I can do a fix right there. It says, no, you can't do that. Please go to My Harmony to fix this. So I got to go to a computer and try to set up this thing properly. Now, as you saw, we were having trouble with the Apple TV. It looks like the Apple TV was not recognizing signals from our new remote. Now, I went into the remote section of Apple TV, and then I found this. I hadn't seen this before. Learn remote. Now, I'm controlling my Apple TV using another remote control. I'll show you this in a minute. And we're going to start learning a new remote. And to do that, we're going to use the smart remote that came with our system. So I'm going to hold up till it's full, then down, and menu will be menu. Did that accident? As you can see, it's still trying to control the TV. So that weirdness we had with the television menu coming up, it turns out the only way to fix this, as far as I could tell, was just by recreating the activity. Now, that's news to me. I didn't know that's something you had to do. Couldn't find it on the forums or anything. And it seems like it basically kicked the app in the head, and it's working just fine. Now I can actually hit menu. Actually, let me actually have to go into something to go to menu. Go to Netflix. And it's working just fine so far. Recently, you can see I've been watching The Twilight Zone. If I hit the menu button, we should go back one, go back to fantastic. So now you can see that sometimes you got to tweak your stuff. So I'm probably going to spend a lot of time tweaking this. My living room, my setup, things got to change in here. But don't be afraid to restart your activities if you have to. Not that difficult. And now it works. Yay.
Yeah, I've been messing with that setup since about Tuesday, and I kept changing things. I'm trying to rearrange things, and I definitely have to redo that cabinet because there are pieces everywhere. But everything is being controlled quite well, and if you didn't get to see it, this is the little extra remote you get. The whole package costs $130. That hub, like I was saying, comes with this and the app. So $130 for the whole thing if you're buying it at full retail. This is actually quite handy if you like old-school buttons and you can't find anything. It's all RF. So you don't have to point it at any direction. I found out this morning that it was RF because I accidentally sat on it in the living room and it turned on the TV. So that's really good. No line of sight necessary there. Definitely a little good thing. Runs on a watch battery, by the way. Lasts about a year for the battery on this. That's pretty cool. And then again, you'll be using your smartphone most of the time anyway. So why bother with that? But there's also something I found a while ago with my receivers, my TVs. If you've got something that's internet connected, if you've got a component like a TV or something like an Xbox or... maybe not an Xbox in a particular case, but lots of different devices. It turns out a lot of these devices have companion apps. Now, my AVR, as you heard, is the AVR 1912 from Denon. I went online and I found out that Denon actually makes a companion app. I've got it pulled up on my iPad right now, and you can see it's not the prettiest one. This is the demo version. You can take a look. And what it lets you do, you can control volume right here. It does take a little bit of time to do a little handshake on the network so you can have the application talk to the receiver. But if you don't have your remote, you can use this a lot. On top of that, my Samsung TV, as you saw, has all these crazy menus. It's one of those smart TVs. If you've actually bothered to set it up and it's internet connected, you might find that it also has an app. Let me go find that app because I have a number of these. Smart View was one of the ones I have. You can see, again, these are not the prettiest applications, and they have a disparate style. You're not going to have a uniform style when it comes to these, but you'll be able to access your volume and channels and things that way, your menus, the Smart Hub, if you are all inclined into that kind of world. So there's always a way to do this. If you use something like an Apple TV, don't forget Apple makes their own remote application. Obviously, that doesn't work on Android devices, but by the way, the Denon and the Samsung device apps do work on Android and iOS. We'll have links to all of those things available at twit.tv/KH. If you've got a Roku, Western Digital box, I mean, here's the deal. If you go to my iPad right now, I have a folder for remotes. This is all the remotes I have that I can control different components at my home theater because there are so many applications you can use. Some of these are VNC. Some of them are a little strange. So definitely go online, go to the Play Store, go to the Apple App Store, and see if there's a companion app for your television or other internet-connected device that's in your home theater. Makes things a lot easier. Haven't found one for the PS3. I wish there was one. You know, you'd think with Bluetooth you could talk. It's like, no, you need to have a special controller for that. Oh, yeah, quick point about the Harmony, the Smart Touch here. It costs $130, right? But it also has Bluetooth. So this can control a PS3 without needing a special adapter. So it's actually quite the value because the original one, the original adapter was $50 to have a Bluetooth to IR or IR to Bluetooth adapter. It actually saves you. It's a lot less money than it used to be. And lastly, I wanted to show you applications you can use for computers. If you've got a computer hooked up to your TV, let's say you did our Raspberry Pi XBMC, used to be Xbox Media Center, but we don't call that anymore. But XBMC, if you have that set up, you can actually control that via an application. So right now I've got XBMC running on my Mac, and what I can do is I can call up the XBMC remote, available for free. It's available pretty much on anything, so Android, iOS, and XBMC runs on absolutely everything. This is the tablet interface, and you'll see if you go to my laptop, you'll see I'll be pressing buttons and I'm messing around. So there we go. So you can actually see that. Nice work, Alex Gumpel behind the TD desk. He's doing a great job, and I owe him a Manhattan. So what you can do is you can browse your pictures, and I've actually done this already. Let's see if I can go to my pictures, and you'll have full control. There's collages, and look, oh, there's a picture. Okay, there we go. So you can have full control right there. That's really cool. If you have XBMC, I really like XBMC because it's available on every platform, and it's free. It's super powerful. If you've never messed with it, go check out our Raspberry Pi XBMC episode, available at twit.tv/KH. All kinds of show notes. Really fantastic application. And for the Mac, by the way, if you've ever used a Mac as a media center, it's a little lacking, right? There's really not a lot of things. You can use XBMC, but one of these applications I've used in the past is something called Remote Buddy. It's not a free program. It costs 20 euros, excuse me. So depending on the day, that could be like $20 US or that could be like $500 US. You never know with the economy. And what it lets you do is it gives you a lot of control. So if you go to my screen right now on my laptop, you can see this little guy running here. It says about Remote Buddy. This looks like nothing. So what I'm going to do is close this out and show you an Ajax remote control from my iPad. So on the iPad, I have an Ajax remote. You can see it's really formatted for a smartphone, but what it lets me do is call up this menu you're seeing on my laptop and can access all kinds of things. Now, if I go into DVD player, what it lets me do is have a movie library. What Remote Buddy does is it'll actually scan your entire hard drive or wherever you tell it to scan, find video TS folders, and then when you click movie library, you'll have a listing of those movies. Then you hit play, and boom, you have your DVD player running. It's really cool. And the other thing about this application, since it's Ajax and it's running on the same network, pretty much anything can control this. So if you're using another laptop, if you're using a phone, if you're using a tablet, it might not be formatted perfectly right, but you'll have the ability to control this. If you don't want to have this menu come up, so let's say we're watching a great movie and it's on our screen, what you can do on your iPad, you can actually go into this option here, menu, and you'll see the same menu on the left. And if you notice, on my laptop, nothing was coming up, so that way it was nice and clean. You still see the know-how lineup, and there's my mouse moving around. And I can actually call up other applications. If I wanted to call up Chrome, which right now Colloquy is the active one, I can do all kinds of things like activate behaviors. It's a really powerful piece of software. It does cost 20 euros, though. And if you really like messing with things, it's pretty awesome. There's this option to have a trackpad. You want to see the camera on there? It's kind of neat. So it's going to activate the camera on this computer, and you'll see me over here. So if you want to spy on people, you can do that too with Remote Buddy. Lots of cool features in there. And I'll take a photo of me. Hi. There we go. Taking photo. All right. That's what else we got up here. If you've got a computer hooked up to your TV, a lot of people have tried this. They take a wireless keyboard and mouse or a wireless keyboard with a touchpad, and they leave it on their living room table. And there is nobody on earth I know, well, that isn't super nerdy, that wants to mess with that keyboard and mouse. They really want to just use their phone or something. There's an application I've been using for years by Logitech called Logitech Touch Mouse. This is a free piece of software. You install this server on your computer. You install an application on your iOS or Android device. It gives you a trackpad and a virtual keyboard so you can control the rest of your computer. So if you're using Remote Buddy or XBMC and something locks up, you'll still be able to use this application because it's always running in the background. So you can like X out of things or just move things around. I really love it. I've been using it for a while. It can be a little buggy, but it's free. That's why people are a little bit more forgiving when it's free. These are the applications I am using on a daily basis when it comes to my home theater. And you saw that setup. That's a little insane. So I suggest, you know, trying them all out. A lot of these apps are free. Remote Buddy, by the way, 30-day trial. You can try it for free in full features and see if you like it. That's how I tried it out. I really loved it. It's really fantastic. I'm sure you guys are going to have great ideas. And that's why we're going to go to the know-it-alls now and see what they have to ask us. Okay, we've got an email from Viljar Kusk. He says, I just watched the cracked screen replacement episode and was wondering if this could work for a Nexus 7. I have a cracked screen on mine, and I'm using an OTG cable and a wireless mouse and keyboard, but it's not the same. Now, a couple weeks ago, we did an episode where we replaced the glass on a Samsung Galaxy S3 phone. Now, because of the way the Galaxy S3 is built, there's a piece of glass, and then the digitizer is attached to the LCD. The digitizer is the actual part of the phone that recognizes your digits, your fingers, excuse me. And then, if you can with the S3, you can remove the glass and everything's okay. Now, in the case of a Nexus 7, we had to look this up. Over at iFixit, they tore apart a Nexus 7, and they saw that the digitizer is attached to the glass. It's fused. So if you want to replace this whole thing, you got to replace the assembly. We looked online. It's about $50 to get a new piece of glass with a digitizer. So I don't know if the same procedure is going to work, but I do know that the digitizer and the glass are fused, so you won't be able to do the exact same thing we did to the S3 on the Nexus 7. All right, so guys, we talked about a lot of stuff today. We talked about a lot of different apps, lots of different pieces of hardware, all kinds of bizarre things. If you have any questions, you can send us an email at knowhow@twit.tv. If you want to have a nice community experience, try out Google Plus. The easiest way to find us on Google Plus, do a quick search for Twit Knowhow, or you can do the short little URL you can see below me right there, gplus.to/twitkh. Nice little URL. Brings you to our community. 3,700 people are there now. Lots of questions, lots of ideas. You wouldn't believe the amount of different designs we saw for the do-it-yourself e-book scanner, or book scanner we came up with that the audience was posting on the community. It's really cool. And if you want to use Twitter, I like Twitter. It's really short and succinct. Use the hashtag TwitKH. I have a saved search. I'm checking that out all the time. Looking for ideas. If you've got questions, again, a great medium is Twitter. I think that pretty much wraps it up for us. Full show notes will be available at twit.tv/kh. So if you were wondering, hey, where's that app from? Or how do I get this? Or how do I do that? Full instructions will be there. And we also have all of our other projects, episode 55. So 54 other projects available. You can encrypt your email with PGP. Shannon was on with us to do that. Loading ROMs on your Galaxy S3, that was lots of fun. That's before I cracked my S3. Oh boy. If you guys don't know, my S3 met a horrible death. I'll be talking about that next week because I'm going to be telling you what to do when you lose your Android phone because, man, did I not have it locked down. That was really dumb. Anyway, now that you know how to turn your tablet or phone into a universal remote, go do it.